American composer Aaron Copland began work on Quiet City in 1939 and completed it 2 years later. Here it is, a lonely trumpet and an English horn backed by hushed strings, an ode to New York. The orchestral version of Quiet City is fairly well known, but there is more to this story. There's another version that's recently come to light. Quiet City was music that Aaron Copland wrote for playwright Irwin Shaw. Shaw's play was a flop, never made it out of previews, and Copland's original score for trumpet, saxophone, clarinets, and piano was never published. But composer and saxophonist Christopher Brellox recently unearthed the manuscript and recorded the world premiere of Quiet City in its original form. Quiet City will be performed by Mr. Brellox at Copland House in Mount Kisco, New York, tomorrow afternoon. He joins us now from our New York Bureau. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, how did you find this original manuscript? Did you know it was out there somewhere?
I didn't. It was an experience of kind of finding the Holy Grail or some such, to find unpublished music by one of America's iconic concert composers. And it happened during my doctoral studies at Rutgers University. My advisor at the time, Paul Cohen, basically after going back and forth on all types of dissertation topics and options, said, you know, I happen to have a copy of this that I got from a friend in the Library of Congress where it had been collecting dust for over 70 years. Why don't you give a shot at this? And I immediately jumped at that proposition.
Well, now, what can you tell us about the eponymous, I never get to use that word, play, Quiet City, and what Copland was trying to do with this score?
Well, the story revolved around a central character who renounced his dreams, his identity, who he was, to pursue something that really wasn't who he was. He was not being true to himself. And the play kind of examines the course of his life and how later on he starts feeling the ramifications of that, which in this case, he literally starts to lose his mind. And there's a very poignant scene where he's in Central Park, it's nighttime, and he starts hearing a trumpet playing. Trumpet is the instrument his brother played, and so it has certain meanings within the play.
Now, as interesting and affecting as it sounds, it didn't even get out of previews. They did a couple of readings and then just canceled the project. Copland wrote to his friend Virgil Thompson and said that, my career in the theater has been a flop. I think he added something to the effect that it was not my fault. But besides the orchestral version of Quiet City, which came along later, he did use some of this musical material, reuse it.
Absolutely. This incidental music that he wrote in 1939 was a gold mine of wonderful themes and melodies. Copland realized that himself, and when the music didn't make it to Broadway, he turned some of that into his orchestral version. There was other themes. He used some of those themes in Our Town. A wonderful waltz that is just brimming with emotion, and then some themes that have never been heard, at least rarely heard and not available to the general public, till just now, where I've been able to craft it into a concert version that brings back some wonderful, a lullaby, a faster, playful part. These are melodies that have never been heard before, and that's really exciting to me.
So prepare to hear them. We have them right here. That last part, of course, was the lullaby. Now, one reviewer of what you've done here with the Quiet City wrote this: themes that sound grand and romantic over the swell of the strings take on a lonelier, more melancholy quality. I guess he means in this somewhat more spare version. Is this a typical reaction? What are people saying to you about this music?
Well, you know, I agree with that statement, and I really couldn't be happier with the attention that it's been getting and the kind of feedback I've gotten from this recording. Really, within a couple of minutes of posting some stuff up on blogs, I had people, saxophonists, writing me asking, where can I get the music? And Boosey and Hawkes has it available, and they're gearing up to do a mass publication. It's so accessible in terms of being able to connect to audiences in an emotional way.
Composer and saxophonist Christopher Brellix, his new CD with the world premiere of Copland's Quiet City and its original instrumentation is on Sono Luminous Records. Brellix will perform the piece tomorrow afternoon at the Copland House in Mount Kisco, New York. Mr. Brellix, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
You can compare the two versions of Copland's Quiet City side by side at our classical music blog, Deceptive Cadence. That's at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.